You reminded me of another one here, Turk. This is it. Right, this one's called On and On. He was born way down on the Double Mountain, fork of the Brazos River Valley. He was a raking, a rambling boy, and he grew up and he married Sally. Died at the ripe old age of 88, and he ate everybody out of house. And home was a house on the hill he built by hand. Then he handed down to the ones he called his own. Texas dirt and a Sunday suit and a snow white shirt and a snow white rose in his right hand. He carried right to the promised land, and he promised them before he died the land he left would be their pride and joy. And oh boy, it was, they cried for joy just because they had land, land to call their own. Eldest son, he said the prayers, and the eldest daughter climbed the stairs in the Baptist church to the choir loft. And the children cried, and the pastor coughed, and the coffin shook when the daughter sang with tears in her eyes and her Texas twang. And when she sang Peace in the Valley, everybody there, and especially Sally, knew they'd lost someone they'd call their own. Down the road to town, time at time the tide around, and all around the undertaker they saw Sally go to meet her maker. And though the proper tears were cried, things had changed way down inside. With fancy cars and diamond rings, the kids just had too many things to call their own. One son drives along limousine, and another one's pumping that gasoline. One daughter don't do nothing at all but talk to the walls in Wichita Falls, while the governor governs and the gambler gambles, and a young girl cries and a young man rambles. Men all talk about the women and the weather, and the women all talk about they can't get together with the men they call their own.